Jefferson West locker room chat underway here tonight. We are joined now by the girls' head coach, that is Justin Schwinn, presented by Heinen Outdoor Power Equipment. Tigers getting a big win Tuesday night against Sabetha on the road. We'll get your thoughts on that in a moment, Coach. But let's go back to the game Friday on the road at Waubonsie, a top five team in 1A Division I. Waubonsie able to get the win there Friday, 47-37. Take us back to that one Friday night and a few key takeaways from it.
Yeah, Friday night was a good opportunity for us. Waubonsie is a very good team. They're one of the top teams in 1A. They've got a couple players that are pretty dominant. We played them fairly tight, kind of playing from behind a little bit, not too bad anywhere. We were in striking distance the whole way, and we just kind of needed things to kind of go our way towards the end, and they did. We got it down to 4 points with less than 2 minutes left. And then we kind of felt like our shot selection wasn't very good the last couple minutes and couldn't get it done. One thing that finally did kind of bite us a little bit was they don't have a shot clock, and that was one thing that they played to that and were able to kind of get us out of our game plan and keep the big girl off the glass by doubling her because they could kill the clock, and that kind of hurt us a little bit.
Yeah, and I'm pretty sure I said it on the broadcast at Sabetha on Tuesday night. I have always been a fan of the shot clock. I know it's in the works to getting everywhere around the state, and so it kind of tuned you up because Sabetha, one of the few teams in the Big East that didn't have a shot clock as well, but it didn't really matter in that case as you guys, you know, had a big game across the board. You hit 10 threes. You win it at Sabetha Tuesday night, 62-39. Emmy Dean, she really stood out. She hit 5 of those threes, had 21 points. Just an all-around good performance and a bounce back after the Waubonsie game.
Yeah, absolutely. It was good to see Emmy bounce back because Emmy had a rough game last Friday against Waubonsie. She didn't score at all, and so she came out and hit four threes in the first half.
Yep.
It was a pretty impressive night for her. I know she's a heck of a shooter, and it's just one of those things that it was nice to see some of them go in, and once she gets going, then she has all the confidence in the world. But shot clock didn't affect us last night, which is a good thing. But we kind of, it wasn't overly pretty, but we kind of did what we needed to get it done and keep moving on through the week.
Yeah, Brinley Koontz, you know, maybe not as much in the scoring department, but I had her for 12 rebounds. Obviously, she's the best in the league in terms of steals per game. She was dishing out some dimes. Harriet had 10 points. And you also got 7 apiece from Addison Schwinn and Colby Noel. So I feel like when you're able to get that balance, it's ultimately going to lead to more positive results.
Yeah, it actually, Addison probably should have had a few more, missed some free throws. That was probably one disappointment. I've got a good shooting team. Our shooting percentage from the line was less than 40%, which surprised me a little bit. But, yeah, we got a lot of good balance. Brinley didn't score like she likes to or can, but yes, she did a lot of other good things defensively, and rebounding is a real solid area of her game, and she brings a lot to the game that way.
Down to the final couple weeks of the regular season, you go back-to-back here Thursday and Friday. Some teams doing that as well. So you go to Marysville Thursday. You're right back at home on Friday against Holton. Just your thoughts on these couple of games going back-to-back with Marysville and Holton this week.
Well, I spent a lot of time watching film today on both those teams because we don't have a lot of prep time, and the records don't do either team justice. Both of those teams are capable of beating you on any given night. So we're going to have to go out and play, compete. We're looking forward to going to Marysville. They came here last year and got us in a game that we felt like we should have competed a little bit better. But we're going to go there and see what happens. Then we got to turn around and get ready to go for Holton.
Going to be busy times down the stretch, no doubt. Final couple weeks of the regular season. Jeff West, girls basketball coach Justin Schwinn joining us again. Beating Sabetha Tuesday night, 62-39. They're at Marysville Thursday and close out this week with a home test in the Big East against Holton on Friday. Coach, always appreciate it. Thank you so much for the time. We'll do it again next week.
Well, thank you, Brandon.